The fighting in the Middle East this month has refocused attention on the United Nations and its potential role, if any, in that crisis. The UN has also been involved in addressing recent tensions with Iraq and North Korea. The U.S. ambassador to the UN in New York, John Bolton, has had a prominent role in all of these issues, but Bolton has never been confirmed for his job by the U.S. Senate. And some say that weakens his authority in speaking for the U.S. and the UN. Joining us to talk about this and other matters in the Capitol is NPR's senior Washington editor, Ron Elving. First of all, Ron, let's get the situation straight. John Bolton, he is a recess appointment because the Senate, do I have this right, the Senate never did vote on the nomination?
That is right, Noah. He was nominated at the beginning of the second Bush term, March of last year. Hugely controversial right from the start because he had been such a hardliner in the State Department and in various administration jobs prior to that, going back to the Reagan administration. He was a big hawk on Iraq and other situations and was accused of trimming intelligence reports in several instances to support certain policy ends. So the Senate Foreign Relations Committee had hearings, a vote, and that ended in a tie. The nomination went to the floor without a recommendation, and the Democrats filibustered. So it never came to a vote, and President Bush sent him on to the UN with a recess appointment that allows him to serve through 2006, and he's been serving in that somewhat diminished capacity or authority ever since.
And is it time for the president to resubmit the nomination?
Actually, technically, they resubmitted it way back last year, right after the recess appointment was made, and it's been pending all this time in committee. But this week, the committee is going to take it up again because one Republican member of that committee, George Voinovich of Ohio, has had a very public change of heart and now wants Bolton confirmed.
And that opposition was very crucial last year.
Well, he did make the committee vote a tie and also gave it a more bipartisan look, although the overwhelming majority of the opponents were Democrats, and they were led by Chris Dodd of Connecticut, who has longstanding differences with Bolton over Cuba and other issues, and Joe Biden of Delaware, the senior Democrat on the committee, who thinks Bolton sends all the wrong signals, if you will, to the United Nations and to the world community as a whole.
Well, what would be the nature of the wrong signals, if indeed you think that? What would be your logic there?
Well, John Bolton's chief champion in the administration has always been Dick Cheney, the vice president, and they represent that side of the administration that feels the U.S. should pursue its interests in the world with or without the approval of allies or multinational organizations like the U.N. And Bolton himself has been an outspoken, even vituperative critic of the U.N. over the years, even when he was in the State Department as a diplomat.
And given all that, how has he been doing in the job, just strictly as a professional?
Well, not surprisingly, there are two schools of thought on that, too. Voinovich's point that he's made in public is that he's not been as confrontational as Voinovich expected him to be. He has talked to the other ambassadors, he's negotiated, and of course he's done these things in a manner consistent with John Bolton's nature, which tends to rub some of the other envoys the wrong way, and also consistent with his philosophy, which is part of the Bush administration's larger commitment to making policy with a free hand for the White House, whether it's foreign policy or domestic policy.
Thank you very much. NPR's senior Washington editor catching us up on the news from the Capitol, Ron Elving, thanks.
Thank you, Noah.